Hey, it's Kathy. I just want to let you know that I am so excited because I am hosting the first ever Her Turn to Podcast Summit. It's a two-day event for women in podcasting, May 20th and 21st in Los Angeles. And I'm just so excited that women are coming together, women who have podcasts, women who want to grow their shows, women who want to start their podcast. Not only are you going to be hearing from some of my favorite women in the podcasting space about what it takes to grow an audience, what it takes to monetize the show, but also we're going to be doing this in a way that I think truly speaks to the gifts that we have as women. There's going to be meditation. There's going to be a sound bath. I think not only are you going to grow in amazing ways, but you're going to do amazing networking and you're going to expand your mind and your heart. And I think we're going to have a really holistic conversation about what does it really mean to create gorgeous show and how can we manifest from the feminine perspectives that we're not hustling, but we're aligning. I cannot wait. If you want to get tickets to this event, go to kathyheller.com/live. That's kathyheller.com/live to grab your tickets. There are about 350 seats in the theater. So I have a feeling this event will sell out quickly. You can go to kathyheller.com/live and you can see who all of our speakers are going to be. But I really can't wait just to tell you a few. Jessica Zweig is going to be there. I'll be doing a sit-down interview with Jenny Garth. You're going to be hearing from Patrice Washington, Jordan Gill, Amber Lillystrom, Julie Solomon. It's really going to be an incredible 2 days packed with so much information and connection and women having honest, heart-to-heart, vulnerable conversations about how we can make an impact in the world and use our voice. And I think podcasting is something that at this point, I really feel like more women need to understand, like, we were made to create this kind of intimacy and to create this kind of impact. And so I'd love to see you there in person. Get your tickets now. Go to kathyheller.com/live. I cannot wait to see you there. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying this week. You've been hearing the 5-day free workshop that I've been giving, and I'm hoping that you have been enjoying it. It's been absolute magic inside of the group. The comment thread has just been lighting up every single day, like Times Square, and the amount of people who seem to be having breakthroughs. It is just such an incredible experience, and I'm so just fully enjoying it on every level. I want to let you know that now the doors are open to the full program. So the full program, Abundant Ever After, is open if you would like to be a part of it. And if you've been enjoying this week, if you feel like this content has been lighting you up and giving you clarity, I just want to let you know that this was step zero. Like what we do in the program, we go through 12 weeks. And what we did here wasn't even step one of that method. It was zero, meaning we were beginning to have language around where we're headed and what's abundance and how we can start to paradigm shift. And then when we actually enter this program, we do two very specific things. The first 6 weeks of this program help you elevate the way that you feel, right? You actually get to change your vibration so that you are in that abundant state. And the second 6 weeks of this program, we give you a step-by-step roadmap so that you can take your passion and turn it into a profit, so that you are walking in purpose, so that you are giving your gifts away. But in order for us to get into that second set of 6 weeks, and it really doesn't matter, right, where you're at in this journey, because we actually have a VIP tier and we also have a solid gold tier. So if you just want to start where you are, you can do this solid gold tier. If you want to do the next level, that is also available for you. If you already have a thriving business, but you want to really reprogram your subconscious mind, and you know that there are days where you were in a trance because you were not feeling your best, and that is keeping you from your full state of creativity and joy and really allowing in the most abundance, right? If you want to work that muscle, this program is for you. If you have just started, this program has a track for you as well. So either way, whether you want to build and scale your existing passion and business, thriving, making profits, getting paid to be you, or whether you want to just begin that, we have a solid gold track and then we have a VIP track. They're both really and truly something I'm just so very proud of. I feel honestly morally obligated because I know that by you being in this experience, everything's going to shift. The way you feel, the way you see the world, the courage, the confidence, your self-belief, it's going to change everything on such a giant level. And then the way that you are able to allow yourself to serve and to get paid with ease, and we're going to be there with you. It's like having me in your pocket, helping you step by step know what the next thing is to do. And then in addition, either track that you're in, you get accountability. We put you in pods. There's a hybrid of both self-paced videos that you watch as well as live calls with me. Depending on which tier you're in, you get even more calls with me. And you will find that this experience is unlike anything else. And at the same time, you have to know yourself, right? Like, you can sign up for the gym, but if you don't go to the gym, you won't actually get any healthier, right? Like, this program is the kind of program that can change your life. And you have to be ready to show up and be fully available to take these steps. But if you take these steps, 2023 will not be anything like 2022. Like, this will be the year. And you will say to me, I cannot believe what's happening. It is truly mesmerizing. You were destined to feel this good. So if you want to be a part of this program that will allow you to fully bring in abundance on every level, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. So whether you want to do the first track, which has so much in it, or you want to do the VIP track, you can decide. But if you go to kathyheller.com/join, you can choose which one works for you. We would love to have you in there. The cart will close in a few days, and it would be awesome to have you be a part of it. I hope that you enjoy today's session, and there's more coming tomorrow. And of course, this podcast will continue to be here as a service and as a resource for you. But let's take a listen to today's talk. I hope that you enjoy it. We've got more good content. This workshop is not over, so you'll be hearing more stuff. And if you'd like to be a part of it, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. We'd love to have you. The doors will close in a few days, and then we'll be diving in. Hi, guys. Good morning. Nice to see you guys. So we're going to get a chance to do another Q&A today, which I think is going to be extremely powerful. And we want to hear it. We want to hear your questions. We want to hear the real, real. So if you feel like getting that edge that you need and you want to call it out and say, what's so, right? If you want to tell us what's going on in your business, if you want to tell us what's going on in your life, if you want to tell us the fact that you've taken three other programs or you've done certain offers and you still haven't gotten there and you want to get feedback on that. If you want to show us your Instagram and you want us to look at it and tell you why you're not getting clients and customers, let's get in there. We're here today. And because you're continuing to show up, you deserve like to go even deeper, right? We want to go deeper with you. We want to get you there. The program that we do, I think by and large, the biggest reason why it works is because we set the bar and then we create the accountability for you to reach that bar. There are no excuses inside this program because we love you too much to vote for and collude with the part of you that is going to be scared to show up as who you really are. And so every single week when you come on those live calls, Colleen and myself will say, type a one in the chat if you did your homework. And if the answer is you didn't, you will not be able to ask a question. And that'll be so sexy because it'll force you to get it done. And when you're around another group of many, many people who are getting that stuff done, it rubs off on you in the best way. And you start to say, oh, I see. This year's different because I'm actually going to take action. And where does clarity come from? Action. Clarity comes from action. People will say to me all the time, but I'm not sure which offer, but I'm not sure which way to go, but I'm not sure which way to language this post. And I'm like, all of the clarity that ever was found in the world came through data, came through action. I remember going to get an echocardiogram and the doctor puts this little, you know, machine on me. And it's not the most comfortable thing. And I say to him, okay, it's been like 5 minutes. And you know, we have many, many, many heartbeats a minute. What is it? 100 a minute or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, are we done? And he goes, no, we're going to sit here for 45 minutes. I'm like, 45 minutes? Why do you need 45 minutes? That's like thousands and thousands of heartbeats. He's like, because I need to see a lot of data to understand the pattern. And so very often we have so much that actually we can do right now
but we quit too soon because we don't even begin. And then we just go, oh, that's the answer right there. That's the answer. All those people, they actually were just telling you this. So you just move it over here. I have a friend who's extremely successful and he's an animator and he worked at Disney and he became a director. And he was going to the Columbus College of Art and Design, and his podcast, he was on my show. People loved this episode because it was just so such an incredible story about a kid who grew up watching Aladdin and Little Mermaid and said to his mom, I want to do that one day. And so he went to Disney with his mom when he was like 17, and she walked him into the animation offices, and he said to her, the guy working there said, okay, this guy can tell you what he would need. And they said, well, we hire animators from the Disney internship. So he has to get the Disney internship to even get a job as an animator. And so he was like, amazing. And they said, how do I get that internship? And he goes, well, we only take interns from these five art schools. So you have to go to one of these art schools. Then once a year, you'll send a portfolio. We will choose you if you're the right one. Then you have to be in the internship. And then from the internship, we pick people to join Disney Animation. So he's like, okay, that's very clear. That's my path. Got to go to one of these art schools and then got to get the internship. So he goes to the art school and he's doing really well. And his roommate is like, I'm going to get into Disney. I'm going to get into Disney. And how it works is like, you could get the internship in your first semester and you don't have to finish art school. You could get the internship second semester. Like you could get it any time. And once you get that internship from there, you get the job as the animator. If you're one of those people they pick, so you're good to go. So he's trying to get the internship, and his roommate gets it on the first semester. And so his roommate's like leaving school and he's like, oh my God, like I'm better than him. I'm getting better grades than him. My teachers are loving on me. Like, how did I not get it? So next semester he sends in the portfolio, doesn't get it. And he's like devastated. He's like, this doesn't make sense. Comes back the next year, his best friend's in Orlando having the time of his life, you know, sunshine. He's in Columbus, Ohio, freezing. And every day he's at the zoo and he's drawing like zebras and he's like, you know, doing these assignments and he's freezing and he's like, another semester goes by, sends in the portfolio, doesn't get it. Another semester. He's like, how am I still in Columbus, Ohio? This is the dumbest thing. I'm freezing and he's in Orlando riding rides and soon he's going to get chosen to be an animator. So the guy from Disney is walking through the hall one day because she shows up at the school every year and he sees the guy and he goes, hey, I've sent you my portfolio now four times and I've gotten rejected four times. And he goes, okay. So he's like, what's happening over there? And he's like, send it the next time. Hopefully you'll get it. But if not, you know, maybe I'll give you feedback this time. So he works again really hard, sends it, gets rejected again. So he calls that guy. He goes, remember me? I saw you in the hall like 6 months ago. He goes, I'm bawling my eyes out. I'm devastated. Like, why am I not getting this internship? And the guy says to him, well, let me go find your portfolio. So he digs it out and he goes, you sent me Mickey Mouse playing baseball, a Mickey hand, Mickey as a magician, Mickey on a bicycle, Mickey eating ice cream. And he goes, okay. And he goes, I don't want any drawings of Mickey Mouse. Why would I want Mickey Mouse? And he's like, I don't know. I can draw any Disney character. I draw them better than anyone. And he's like, because he goes, listen, we don't put Mickey Mouse in most of our movies. So what I want is for you to be the best figure drawing. I want you to make the best figure drawings possible. I want to see different angles, like a person's chin from below, a person's hand in different directions, people running. Like, I want to see just figures so that you can draw any character. And he's like, He gets off the phone with the guy and he goes, I blasted Circle of Life because I finally had a eureka moment. Like, what was I doing? Why was I sending pictures of Mickey Mouse like an idiot, like a moron? He's like, I just didn't know. I literally thought like I would do all this artwork and it was all amazing and avant-garde, but then I would send pictures of freaking Mickey Mouse. So he said, can you give me a chance to redo it? So instead of going home for Christmas break, he just redid a portfolio. He hired all these people so he could do figure drawing. And he spent all these days when everybody was gone for Christmas, he just drew his guts out and he got the internship. And then he got pulled to be an animator. And then he became the top animator. Then he became a director and he did all these movies, Pocahontas and Tarzan and Mulan. And he went on to direct and like he got the corner office at Pixar, like all of that stuff. So why is that such a cool story is because A, there's the determination. You don't give up. You have the grit. And B, get the feedback. And that's the problem is like, if you don't do the work and you don't ask the question and you don't look at what's happening, there's no feedback. You don't know what you don't know. And you could be sitting on gold. You could wind up being the person who's literally hanging out with John Lasseter. You are at Pixar. You are a director. You have a corner office with a parking space and you're making $500,000 a year doing your dream job and taking your kids on free VIP behind the scenes tours of Disney on the daily. Except you just don't know because you're just hitting this wall because you just don't have the feedback to say, no, it's this. You just turn right here. You just move right over here. So how me and Colleen feel, and I feel certain of this, I feel that every single one of you is fully equipped to show up right now in your life and allow in tremendous abundance. And sometimes we hear from people in the DMs like, Kathy, oh my gosh, like I've been getting this comment all week. This 5 days, this conversation, it's blowing my mind. You're literally opening me up in ways I just can see things I had never seen. And I'm like, great. And then there's this comment like, but the truth is I've done things like this before and nothing has changed. Or, you know, I really don't have this income and I want to save up for this. Or I don't know how I could ever pay for it, but you're amazing. And I'm going to keep listening to your podcast. And my question is, if that's so, which I believe you, what is the current other plan then? So that in 90 days, you've got a windfall of cash. What other plan are you going to employ? Because if you're not, right, and you just do the same thing you did yesterday, you will get the same result, right? And so we see thousands and thousands of women. I was saying to my team earlier, we just had a team huddle, and I said, there is only 8% of women who are CEOs, right? 8%. Why? Because when we are growing up and little boys are given this feedback to be brave, skin your knee, get back up, make another choice, make a decision, lead, be a leader, raise your hand, right? Girls in classrooms, they've done these studies. If girls are in co-ed classrooms, they don't raise their hand. If girls go to an all-girls school, they dominate in math. They go to competitions with other schools, even boys, they dominate. But when they're in school with boys, they let them lead. They don't raise their hand. It's fascinating. It's amazing. We are raised to please. We are raised to be cute and sweet. Right? And then when we actually make a decision, we are held to a higher standard. That wasn't the right answer. And we shut our mouth again. But where are we? My best friend, her partner is Mark Cuban, because she went on Shark Tank and she did an amazing deal with him. She speaks to him every Friday. She's like, he's the best medicine in my life. He goes, what are the numbers? You got this. She was supposed to do this huge order, right? During the pandemic, the business that they had shifted. Because she makes this vegan deli meat and their big business was they were inside of restaurants, delis, Quiznos, Subway, they were everywhere. Restaurants started to lose money. So she's like, oh my God, we're going to lose the business. And he goes, no, you're not. You're going to move into retail. She goes, I don't even know how to do that. He goes, you're going to figure it out. When? Today, you're going to figure it out. So she gets this huge order from a big shopping chain, from Costco. And she goes, this is really amazing. So she said, so he's always CC'd on everything. So she writes back to Costco and says, we need a little time. And he goes, you never say that. She goes, but I don't have the product. He goes, you write back, we are ready, with all bold letters. And she goes, I bawled my eyes out that night because he's so right. Because you know what? The purchase order of that product, they wanted like thousands and thousands of pounds. They didn't want it delivered for 6 or 7 months. That's the real of the real is like the moment you find out you're pregnant, you don't have the baby the next day. The moment you put down money on a house, right? And people get so scared. Oh my God, I'm building this house. It's like, yeah, okay. You got to close escrow. You got to find your way every month to that mortgage, right? You can do this. You can do this. So he said to her, you can do this. And you say to them, you look them dead in the face and you say, we're ready. Let's make a deal. Because what is the best mother of invention? Necessity. You just made a decision. You're going to show up and figure it out. And so what are we actually doing? What are we actually doing? You know, we look at people who are successful and we need to study them more, right? Because success leaves clues. So if you look at someone who you admire and you say, I admire that person, whether it's, I don't know, Serena Williams, Lady Gaga, Warren Buffett, right? Look at somebody who you think has integrity, Beyonce, whoever the person is, right? Let's not insult them. Let's not say they're all lucky. That's some BS. Is that what it is? Beyonce's lucky. Lady Gaga's lucky. They're just lucky, right? It was their outside circumstances that allowed them to be who they are. That's all it is. It's luck. They have these cards dealt. I have these cards dealt. Therefore, they get to be that and I get to be this. Is that true? How would we do that? We look at these people and we say, Jim Henson and Picasso were lucky. That's such a slap in the face to the human condition. Nelson Mandela is lucky. Who's lucky, right? We're all so lucky. We won the life lottery. Do you know what the odds are that you're here? It's 1 in 400 trillion. You know how many sperm and how many things could have happened? The fact that you're here is incredible. Every day, there's a smorgasbord of opportunities and things that we can literally find in ourselves, capacities we didn't know we had. Those are the best feelings, right? So is it luck or is it grit? Is it resilience? Is it talent or is it execution? It's not talent. It's execution. Everybody has talent. Every person has talent, but most people don't have the grit to execute. But grit is something that we can foster when we take no prisoners. And yeah, you may have done 14 programs already, and maybe those people just allowed you to just slip on through and not do your work. And if you don't do the work, you don't get the result, right? If you don't change the program every day and the software just keeps running, those negative thoughts, those negative feelings, you're going to just keep showing up in the same way. But if you change your energy and you change your behavior and all those tiny little habits, they start leading to a very different result. You have a different future. And that's why we don't just create a bunch of pre-recorded things. It's like a self-study. That's also a hybrid with a live component with accountability and feedback and coaching so that we actually can move forward. It's too important. Your life's not a joke and it's actually serious. It's actually serious. And I see so much talent and I see so many people every single day. I get scores of emails from people telling me that they just want something different for themselves. So when is the day that you decide to choose and say, okay, well, today's the day I'm not going to allow myself. I'm not going to eat that way today again. Because I can't do it. I took my husband to a cardiologist. His dad passed away in 1987 from heart disease. And I took him to a cardiologist and the guy said, your dad died that young. He was like, and what are you doing? How many workouts do you do a week? How vegan is your diet? He's asking him all these questions. My husband's like deer in headlights. And he goes, here's the deal. Please don't come back here unless you change that. Please don't. Cause I'm not here for it. And it was like the best loving person in his life. It wasn't like, okay, cute. Awesome. Great. So, yeah, he was like so stern. He was like, I care too much and you have children and we're going to make a change. And if we're not, please don't come here. I'm not available for it. Right. Cause I'm just not. And so Colleen and I, we feel this way because it is life or death. Because how many days in a row can you go and feel like, I didn't show up today. I didn't feel possibility today. I didn't see momentum today. I didn't have incredible things happen. Why would we allow that day after day, month after month? It's your life. It's your life. It's your life. And we've got things we want to change. We want to show up. We want to make things different. You want to change policy in DC. You want to see Iran become a different kind of future. It's like, how are women everywhere showing up and not being codependent and being willing to say what they mean and allowing themselves to have a point of view and selling something valuable that's from a passion that they were given, a gift, and executing? How good is that for other women to see? It's so important. So we're going to answer some questions today. Colleen, do you have anything that you would like to add to this?
Oh, it's so good. We're so in pattern of not showing up for our greatness. That's the bottom line over and over again for so many reasons, right? Like Kathy was saying, we're conditioned to be pleasing, right? Or, ooh, that's too arrogant or that's too flashy. Or who am I to think that like, I am so freaking good at something. The reality is, you know, deep within what you want, you know, what you're here for. And it's killing you every day that you're aware that that is not what you are showing up for, that that is not the life you're living. And so many of us, it's like we keep looking outside of ourselves for where we're going to find that. And that's a huge part of the problem. And that's a big part of what this program does differently. That's why we have those 6 weeks we start with, where we go in here, where we bring you back home, where we take off all of those coats and shirts and everything that you have layered on yourself over your lifetime that aren't the truth of who you are. Because most of the time in a lot of programs, you're learning things and there can be value in it, but you are freaking willpowering your way through all of that conditioning. It's like trying to run wearing 15 coats. Like, you can't do it. You are going to overheat. You're going to be exhausted. It can't happen. And that's where you hit that limit. So even if you took this program, you only did those first 6 weeks of curriculum and you came to my weekly calls and you came to the 12 hours of training with Kathy, your entire life would freaking change on every level imaginable. Your relationships, your parenting, your friends. So what we want you to understand so deeply is a big part of what we do. Yes, it's the inner work, but we also hold you to a level of being, we can see what's in you and what's possible for you and that level of accountability. So we don't talk about accountability in this like fluffy way, like you're going to be accountable. Like, no, we mean we are there every week to be, what happened? Did we get this homework done? Did we not show up for it? What the heck was going on? How are we going to make sure that doesn't happen again? There is a need for us to all together come to a space where we're ready to go all in, because that's the problem. We don't go all in life. We half show up over here. We half show up over here. Our energy is diffusing out all these directions. We cannot create change from that. But when you're ready to say, I am no longer unavailable to live another day, not creating my dreams, not seeing the change that I crave, then come join us, because we know from coaching thousands and thousands of women through this experience, what's possible. Doesn't matter if you want your own business or not. Doesn't matter if you're like, I don't know if I'm ready for that or not. Your life will change and you will bump into whatever it is that is in your highest and best. And however that journey folds, it's like I always say, we want to be romanticized by life. We don't need to know the outcome. We don't need to know the destination. We just need to know that by being in a space where we have the capacity to show up for our true authentic self and no longer repeat the patterns we have, life will be better than you can imagine.
We all have this awareness that there is a part of us that is fierce. And I think that's why we love every movie we've ever seen, because every movie shows a human being starting in one place and meeting this challenge. And the challenge is either they have to be honest with this person, or they have to be clear about what they really want to choose, or they have to see a place where they know they're not coming from their boldest, and they actually have to do that. And so that's Moana, that's Rocky, that's The Karate Kid, that's The Devil Wears Prada, that's every movie. That's why you enjoy it, because you see yourself in it. And then we know this, and we expect this from our children, and we expect this from our best friends, and we get sick of it when our best friend just wants another person on another day to say the same complaints to, and we're like, this doesn't feel good. And we love those movies because they remind us we are that hero, and we have to be the hero of our own story. And then we're like, but it's just too hard. It's just too overwhelming. It's like, yeah, when you are in that pattern and your mind is filled with cortisol, literally, it's really hard. And I think that one thing that I see is how important energy is. Learning how to turn yourself on, learning how to turn it on. Because when you're in a peak state, there's nothing you can't do. And people say to me all the time, this assignment is hard. I'm like, it's only hard from a low energy place. When you feel bold, when you feel lit, and you have 11 minutes free, that's all you have in your week, you will send the email. You will communicate it. You will go live. You will have that moment. You will find momentum if the state is there, if the energetic is there. And so I think what we do that's better and maybe gives us an edge is, I think if I really boil down my gift, you know, I am like that Tesla charger. Like I can foster, like everybody has their Michael Jordan ability, right? I have an ability to generate so much energy that you light your wick from here. You get this Wi-Fi signal, and then I'm going to give you the assignment. And so if you get that kind of peak state, because a lot of coaches will be able to say,
these are the steps. The steps are not hard. Everybody kind of knows the steps. The steps are the same steps, right? Like, look at yoga. It's 26 poses. Go to any teacher. They're going to teach you 26 poses. Down dog, sun salutation, warrior one, warrior two, child's pose. Like, there is literally a certain amount of steps that goes into turning on a car, fixing an engine. There's only the same steps, but it's like, you have to get into peak state. You have to go into that override. You have to find within yourself your highest and best. Then you need the steps. And then you need one more thing. You need accountability. And you're going to start doing this for the people in your life because you're going to start loving people too much to allow them to go back to sleep. And it's very fun when you do that because all of a sudden your friends go, "Ooh, I like this version of you. Thank you." Right? I was on the phone with a friend last week and I was like, "This isn't funny. Why are you laughing?" I was like, "I love you too much to let you laugh. This is not okay. I cannot let you not see what you just shared with me. So here it is." And she was like, "Oh, it's so good. Thank you. Why would I have not seen that?" I'm like, "You just were unwilling to, but I'm not." Ew. Like, who do you want to hang out with, right? Level up. Let's level it up. So I see some hands being raised. I want your best questions. I want to know how we can get in there and surgically help you identify what's not working. Because at the end of the day, there is no reason. Everything was born to thrive. Every plant was born to have enough of what it needs. Every tree, every animal, right? Every one of us was meant to not just kind of get by, but to thrive. And it is all here for us. So if you're not thriving, if you're not feeling awesome, if you tell me that you don't feel like you're a 10 out of 10 every day, and you don't even feel like you're a 7 out of 10 every day, and you don't even feel like you're a 4 out of 10 every day, we've got problems because we've got a solution because it exists for you. And the fact you're holding yourself apart, we got to change it. If you're telling me you're not sitting here and allowing in money to flow when it's everywhere and it's all around us, we've got to look at that. We've got to see, why are you not part of this market? Why are you not part of this? What is it that's holding you back? Let's get into it. Let's have the tough conversations so that you actually have a different year this year. Okay, so Colleen, I'll let you unmute someone.
Hi,
Elsie. Good morning.
Hi. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. I'm feeling very, very inspired.
We are so happy to be here. We are enjoying it. Thank you so much for saying that. We love it too.
Yeah. So my question is, how does one know where to start? So especially after this week, I mean, I have so many ideas in my brain and now I'm extra excited about all of them and I want to get started right away, but some will require time, additional training, potentially investment. So I don't know where to go first.
Great question. So my initial reaction is, let's get the cash in the door, right? Like, when people have money, it affords you freedom of time. Okay. And so if you're about to say, in order for me to start this one, I would need to make this investment. I need to go to nursing school to be a nurse, or I need to get this certification in order to be a scuba dive instructor. It's like, okay, while you're looking at that, let's find the fastest path to cash, right? Because again, making money is empathy. It's understanding human beings. It's solving an effing problem for someone. So to me, it's like, I know you can do that right now. I know that if I Marie Kondo'd you, there are things right now in your life that you do for yourself that other people would want to get their hands on. And I want that one to come alive while we're also doing this other thing. If this other thing is equally exciting to you, there is no reason why you can't go to law school, but you're also doing this right now. And next thing you know, you go, you know what? Second year of law school, I don't think I'm going to continue because this t-shirt business just took off and I'm really having fun with it. That's fine. So tell me, what's one of the things that you are excited about that doesn't require an investment or training? What is there one of those things that we can talk about?
Yes. So I would love to write a book. So I'm a first generation Latina. And as part of that, I've had a lot of really interesting experiences. And I would almost love for that to turn into a brand for Latina youth too. So kind of like the Lisa Frank, but for Latinas, if you will. So I feel like I've always been a writer. My background is in public relations, started off as a journalism major. So I feel like I could do that. But I know that I think what the potential issue there is that it's a time commitment, right? Like, it's going to probably take me a while to get there. but I think that's an idea. I'm also having my background in PR. I was thinking, well, maybe I should start making a course all about PR for small businesses where I could maybe start first as well, but I need to kind of teach myself, I guess, how to make a course.
Okay, let's stop there. So the first thing that you talked about, you said a lot of beautiful things, but the first chunk, we didn't identify a problem that you want to solve. We talked about Lisa Frank and we talked about writing and we talked about your community, but I need to hear what's the problem for that community we're solving, because a business solves a problem. Okay. So I would need to know what problem you're solving for them and what is the market price to solve that problem. The second thing you just said, being a PR person and saying, maybe I would start a course. Oh, I need to go learn how to start a course. I can tell you right now how to create a course. And we talk about this in detail in the program. You do not need to go take 15 classes on courses, right? People don't buy your slideshows. They buy transformation. So it's about understanding at the end of the day, what is the promise of that program? Okay. And it's about you moving them from point A to point B. It's not about all these modules that are beautiful and workbooks. If you speak to Greg Smith, who runs Thinkific, which is the biggest course platform, he says most people, 98% of people who take courses, they don't complete them. They're a waste of money if you look at the results, right? People might be making tons of money on them, but people aren't actually getting results, which is why after a while you stop hearing about certain courses, because the people don't have the reputation because people who took them didn't actually cross the finish line. What's missing is accountability. Okay. So that's why we create that in our courses. I've done that since day one. And it's that live component that creates not information being transferred, but implementation happening, the transformation. So it's not about beautiful information and slideshows and go creating courses. That's not a vibe. People pay for crossing the finish line. And when all those people are zigging, you got to zag. So I don't need you to go figure out software to record course content. You're not selling beautiful slideshows. You're selling an outcome. So yes. If you are talking to a small business owner who doesn't understand PR, I would rather you not have anything written or done, but I would like you to know where you're taking them. And you could do that first class and you can show up live on Zoom for 10 weeks and talk to them and give them a quick assignment and have them do homework. And you would get more done than going and creating something for a year. And it's not even the right thing to create, because every time you do the class, you're going to get feedback. You're going to make sure people give you feedback. What worked, what didn't. You're going to realize I gave you too much information. This class is actually two parts. I gave you an advanced class and a beginner's class. The whole class now is just going to be from here to here. We used to teach advanced stuff in Abundant Ever After. I used to teach you how to live launch in Abundant Ever After. I used to teach you how to do this 5-day thing that we're doing right now. People could not do that. They're not ready. The VIPs are ready. Okay. So we don't need, and when you said, I want to write a book, I was like, hang on. You don't need to go write a book. You would need to write a book proposal. I don't need you to go create me a course before I've even talked to my customer to see what needs to be changed. I don't need to go write a book. I need you to write me a sample chapter of a book and send that to 20 lit agents. And I need to hear the feedback. Is this something that they would publish? What's missing? What are the chapter headlines of the book? Just get me that. I used to see artists create so much, like they'd raise money crowdfunding to create an album. A songwriter, $25,000. They go in the studio, they create this whole album. They can't license any of the songs, right? It's like you didn't begin with the end in mind. Why would you do that? When Taylor Swift goes to write a record, and let's say 12 songs get put on that record, she wrote 48 songs for that record. Most of them didn't make it. When Steven Spielberg goes to shoot a movie, most of the film is left on the cutting room floor, and this much goes in. So what we do is we get naive and we go, I'm going to make a whole book. Why would you do that? That book needs to be edited. Just start with a chapter, send it to someone, go get feedback, 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 feedback. That's why I started today's call with feedback, that story about feedback. Don't go create a course. Don't go get fancy. Don't go create modules. Don't go figure out software. I don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. We need you getting cash today with a clear promise. Hey guys, I have a background in PR. This is what I see small business owners make this mistake when they really need to do this.
I'm going to teach you how to get more revenue and more clients by creating great PR. I have a course. This is what it costs. That's beta. You're going to hike that cost up as you get people results. You're going to get testimonials. But that first course, you're on Zoom 8 sessions. You're on Zoom 4 hours. I don't care what it is. You're going to dip your toe in and you're going to move them from here to here. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Colleen, do you have any feedback for her?
Yeah, I just love drawing awareness to this fact that we all do this. We have a tendency to make something more complicated than it is. And part of this is coming from a fear that we're going to make the wrong choice, or it's a fear we're going to choose something that isn't profitable, or that, you know, it's not going to pan out. Like, the truth of the matter is there are no wrong decisions. There is no wrong decision. You move and you learn and you grow from that. And that's all that matters. And like Kathy says, we don't want to get distracted, because our ego is really good at that, by the things that we think are all these hurdles that we have to get through. Well, I need another certification and I'm not quite ready for this part, and I need to learn this piece over here. And it's like, no, people buy your energy, they buy your resonance, and they buy your willingness to like show up and be present for them and move them to the outcome. The rest of it is honestly a huge distraction that does a disservice to the world, because then your gifts are not out there. So there are no mistakes. There are no failures. You trust that if I just move in the moment by something that feels the easiest and fun, that I will be led wherever I need to be led in my highest and best.
Awesome. That makes complete sense. Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. So I see a lot of hands up, and this is what I will say. If you want questions answered and you don't get questions answered, the way that it works is in our program, you get questions answered by doing your homework. So when we get on those live calls, and there's a lot of them, we just sit there and answer these questions, right? I do no one-on-one coaching. It doesn't exist. You cannot come to me for one-on-one coaching. I don't have it. It's not available. I just don't do it. So if I did that, I like literally wouldn't see my children, right? Because we have almost 1 million downloads of a podcast every single month. You could just imagine how many people have come and asked for one-on-one coaching. It's not a thing that I can actually show up and deliver on how much there is being asked of me. So we create these group programs with a lot of live interaction. Okay. And the way to get your homework, the way to get your question answers is do your homework. You do your homework on the call. You have it done. You get a question. You can raise your hand. And also what you notice is when people ask questions, they ask your questions, right? Yeah. There's a lot of same questions being asked. There's a lot of overlap. Let's answer another question.
Yeah. Or we get out of that question something we didn't even know we needed that unlocks something else for us. So there's so much power in hearing from other people.
Yep.
All right. Gabriella, hi.
Hi. Wow.
How are you?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. Hi. Thank you. My question is, how do I open the door to the possibility and the passions when I've just always done what was expected of me, like my whole life? How do I even start?
It's a really great question. And I think you just asked a question on behalf of so many people. So thank you for asking that. So we've talked a lot about business today, but over the last many days, we talked a lot about energy. And we talked about how if you read anything from any psychologist or self-help person, you know, they always say we don't get what we want, we get what we are. We talked about the law of resonance. We talked about tuning forks. We talked about how when you send something out, one guitar sends a C note out, the other guitar's C string is vibrating. There's literally like attracting like in every realm of science. It's just the way that it is. So what you're talking about is how do I turn myself on? Because right now I am playing in a place where I'm like moving around in this little prison of limiting beliefs, right? And I'm not in state. I'm not lit from the inside out. Because if I'm lit and I take this perimeter off, all this stuff is going to start lighting up in me. And so there is a cost to that for you. You have wired together. And really what it comes down to, if you look at the video game we're playing, it's like you go into a rocket ship. We took the kids to NASA twice this year, and you can see inside Apollo 13. You can see inside these ships. They've simulated different, you know, you can walk in and see what it would look like. There's like 25,000 buttons in there, right? It's complicated. That's why I feel like, what are you, a rocket scientist? To play the game of life, there's only two buttons. We're either in receptivity or we're in fear. And if you're in fear, what you're really in is control, trying to control it all the time. You don't want to be out of control. So that's where you are right now. You're in control. So you get to choose love or fear. When you're in a relationship with someone, you can do one of two things. You can have love in that relationship, or you can take love away by controlling that person. Okay? That's what you're doing with yourself. So you've got a lid on yourself because you feel that it's going to keep you safe. It's actually keeping you stuck, right?
Yeah.
Because your soul doesn't want to be controlled, right? It wants to be in spontaneity. Creativity is so much fun because you go, oh my God, I just have this great idea. It just came out of nowhere, right? It's whoop, it's a surprise. It's so pleasurable because it's so unpredictable, but you have to have a stomach for that because you have to trust yourself. So what you're telling me is I don't trust myself, because in order for me to trust myself, I have to control myself, which means I'm not loving myself. I'm in fear, which puts me in control. So the only way I can get through my day is because I have this unconscious belief that if I don't control it, it will not be safe. So there was something you witnessed in your life where someone was out of control and something happened. And you're like, so I can't be out of control. Except that the reason that person had a bad consequence was not because they were not in control. It was because they were actually utilizing some version of being out of alignment, and they were focused in the way where they shouldn't have been. Okay. So we need to trust ourselves.
Yeah.
We need to trust ourselves, and we need to then let go of this tight, like, control and go, what would feel so good today? And we need to allow ourselves to feel good, because very often part of controlling ourselves is punishing ourselves. And so we're like, I don't deserve this. So in order for me to be in control, I won't feel so good. Have you ever had the experience where you go to a party and it's really fun and some people are dancing and you're like, well, I wouldn't let myself dance. That'd be so out of control, you know? So just, I'll do everything but that. I won't let go. And Colleen, I know you're laughing because we've had that talk, but I'm not even thinking about you. I was thinking about somebody I talked to last night who's like, it's just amazing. Like, I don't let myself do that. Right. And have you ever had the experience where life just showed up and next thing you know, you got taken by surprise? You go, I was just having so much fun. And then there's something that comes in like, why did I do that? Why did I just let myself go like that? Brené Brown tells this story about how she was coming home from a date with her husband and they had a really nice time. And, you know, when you're married, it doesn't always feel great because you both have to choose alignment and that's not always easy, but it was feeling really good. And she was coming home from this date and they were walking up to the door and they were going to relieve the babysitter and go see her kids. And she had this awareness of how good she felt. And she just felt so grateful. And 5 seconds later, she got scared. Oh my God, what if I go inside and something happened to the kids? Oh my God, why did I let myself feel that good? And she started to have all this fear come up. So she started to research that. And she found something really surprising in the research is that the most vulnerable feeling wasn't fear, it was joy. Our ability to feel joy, we are so worried about being in control because we're so scared that joy, see, where joy exists, there's only love. There's no ego. Ego's protection. Ego's control. Ego's trying to protect you. You can't have both. So where there's love, there's no ego. Where there's joy, there's no control. And the ego goes, no, don't do that. You're crazy. Don't just let yourself love this guy. He might hurt you. Don't just show up and be so vulnerable with people for 5 days in a free workshop. Like, you don't know who's on the internet. People could be, you know, it's like, some people might think that they would never have shown up the way I've been showing up for years online, but I'm not even focused on that. So I don't even get those people in here because it's not even a part of my experience. I don't even notice it. Even if those people would show up, I wouldn't even notice it because I'm not trying to control it. I just want to be vulnerable. I want to laugh with you, cry with you, get in it. The reward, everything good is on the other side of letting go of control and being willing to have joy and being willing to surrender. So right now, your ego is like, I don't know, I feel really good being limited and loving this feeling of control. And sooner or later, you're going to say, well, as long as I have an amount of, you know, this level of control, I'm not going to be willing to allow in so much pleasure and so much joy and to receive so much. Is any of this making sense to you? Like, as I'm talking about this, is this, you're like feeling it in your body?
Yeah, for sure. I'm always in my head too much. I'm always in my head.
That's the control. That's your ego. Your ego is it. And the more you go into this thought, people think like, if I just sit down and think about it, like, let me think about it. You know, all that's going to do is put you more into cortisol. You're going to move away from center. Just keep thinking. No. That's why everything I'm talking about is like, take action. People are like, oh, that's so scary. It's like, right. But all the reward is in not overthinking. Get in there. Most entrepreneurs have an action-taking bias. How do you do that? You're willing to fail forward. It doesn't matter. You'd rather fail because that's a win. Rejection is a redirect. That's a win. Overthinking is a failure because I'm stuck. I have no momentum. I am actually paralyzed by analysis. Yeah. That's not a win. So that's just, I'm afraid. People come to me every single day and they're like, I have a business problem. I go, no, you don't. You have a courage problem. This is not about business. This is about courage. And we want to be more than anything in your life. You want to be brave. That is the ultimate victory. You don't need to be more loving. You're loving. But if you really want to feel proud of yourself, courage is it. You want to get the biggest boost and the biggest satisfaction out of your day, you employ courage in your life. Okay. And that's what it is. People come to me and they're like, I don't know. I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, I'm going to call it out. Like, I get pissed on your behalf. And I'm like, you don't have a business problem. You have no data. You just have courage problems all day. And then you sit in it, which is, if you were afraid to fly and you just said, let me think about that for 8 more months. Let me think about that for 2 more years. You will never get on a plane. You just won't. You're going to go to hypnotherapist. She's going to tell you to like all these things to help you fly. And then she's going to say at the end of the session, I'd love you to book 10 flights in the next 10 days. And you're like, wait, you were supposed to just help me. She's like, yeah. And now you need the exposure to it. People are afraid of public speaking and they go to somebody to help them. And they're like, we need to find 10 opportunities for you to get up and speak. And they're like, oh, you're just a devil. Like, why would you? It's like, because you, when you do this and you're exposed to it, you're going to be freaking fine. You're going to be fine. Because the fear of it is the only thing that sucks. The thing itself, my whole life, I was like, one day I'm going to have to be in labor. Oh my God, it's going to be awful. And I was so afraid. I don't know why. I thought it would be like the most consuming, scary, I can't do this. And then the first time I was in labor, I was like, this is the best day ever because I'm actually here now. And I'm here in the experience and I'm tolerating it and I'm dealing with it and I'm amazing. I got this. And it was like the most exhilarating thing. I was like, oh my God. And like, I had complications, so I couldn't use this epidural. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I can do this. I can't believe what I thought this would be. Like, I've got this. I'm stronger than I thought I was. Mm-hmm. So it's the courage. Colleen, do you want to add anything to this?
Yeah, I just want to mention too, at the beginning, you said I've always done what was expected of me. And we can be very afraid of losing the acceptance of people around us. But the irony is they never have the power of that acceptance. It's like, you're not accepting the truth of who you are and what you want. So it's actually not about them. It may feel like, but if I choose what might interest me, what do I do when they all think this isn't a great idea? It's like the worst thing is already in a way, like you're already enduring the hardest part. If that makes sense, it's like it feels like them not accepting you is going to be the problem. But right now, what you've had the strength to do, which is choosing to not honor your own truth and your own intuition, you've already got that down. So it feels scary to like make that pivot and change and claim that truth. But I promise you, if you've been doing what you've been doing, boy, can you start to show up for you. And not only will that change your life, but it'll inspire those other people. And sure, sometimes there's a little kickback at first because, ooh, the other person then sees you doing something maybe they don't have the courage to show up and do. Let them have that experience. It's okay. That's a gift for them in a way too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And can I just tell you how amazing this world is? I want to tell you something. I want you to play a game with the universe. I want you to call God to task because I'm going to show you how it works. You take one step, one courageous step, Mm-hmm. You're not going to move one step. You're going to move 20,000 steps because that's the world we live in. It is not net neutral. It's net effing positive. So when you take a step, the amount of kickback, the amount of feedback, the amount of leverage you get is equal as if you took 29 steps. Then you take two steps, right? And the way the world responds and the way you feel and what comes next, you couldn't see it from where you were before you took step one. Now you see it 4 days of that in a row. It's not the same reality at all. It looks completely different, not even close. And what we prevent is that from happening because we just decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit right over here and think about this. And then I'm going to think more, which is going to create more cortisol, which is just going to wire into my cells the belief and the reality that the world looks like one thing. And I just keep seeing the same screen and all these people are running out there and I don't know where they're going because they just see a different map. So that's why I get to this point, you know, in the work we're doing. And I'm like, every one of you should say, of course, I'm doing this program and I'm going to use it as the impetus to get resourceful. Of course, I can figure out how I'm going to do this, right? My daughter's a Girl Scout. Yesterday, we were like, we got the cookies at 4:30 and it was starting to get dark. And she's like, I want to sell cookies today. And I was like, how's she going to sell cookies today? It's dark. We can't go outside like and set up a lemonade type stand. It's cold. It was 45 degrees last night. I was like, we got this. Let's go. So she had like 35 minutes before it started raining and we sold 14 boxes of cookies. And I was like, damn, like with that smile and that determination, she'll change the world. There's so much that we can do. People are like, well, I don't have anything that I can sell. You know how many times people have reached out to me or other people who have businesses and said, I see some problem I can solve on your team. I want to work for you. Or people will say, I see something else I love. And they'll reach out to a company and say, I want to affiliate for you, right? While I'm building my business, I want to sell what you've got going on. They're like, great. I had a friend who did that for a nutrition school. She had just come out of a nutrition school. She had no money. She was going to start to be a nutritionist. And on the way to being a nutritionist, she said to the school, it was an Ayurveda kind of nutrition school. She's like, can I send people to you? Would you give me any commission for that? They said, yeah, we'll give you $1,000 for people who sign up. She got 300 people in the course of 18 months to sign up for this school. She made 300 grand. Don't tell, like, where, why would you tell, you think I'm not, like, I can't, like, I'm too smart. And people are like, don't you know, some people can't do it. I'm like, not on my lifetime, not on my watch. I'm so sorry. I can't meet you there. I just can't, like, save it. Like, please save it. Everyone can do. It's just not a priority because there's no belief about it. It's not your belief in me. It's your belief in your possibility. It's your belief in your future. It's your belief in how much limitation there is. And I'm not going to meet you there because I can't breathe. I can't stomach it. I can't. I have too much evidence. I have a friend who has no legs, who's a snowboarder. I have nothing to say. I have nothing. I'm out, right? So every single one of us has been given gifts and compassion and ideas and talent. And there is no excuse to not use it to its fullest. And then to not understand that when we walk in that sense of courage, you light up all this possibility for people around you. And that's really, really not okay. We can't deny how we're supposed to be doing our best so that our alignment inspires other people into their alignment. What are we doing? Why are we here then? What's the reason for it, right? We got this. There's so much we can accomplish, right? I started a podcast. What did it cost me? Nothing. I used the laptop I had that was like on its last leg. I sat on the floor of a accordion door closet with a 10-day-old next to me and turned content into millions of dollars. It was just an idea. It was just a point of view. It was just enthusiasm. It was just passion. And that was a side hustle to a business that I was running that had four side hustles that had already now become four parts of a business. You start, you get in there, you make it happen. And it's so much fun because it's not about the money. It's about who you became by being that courage, by being that light, by showing other people that way. Yeah. Colleen, do you want to let them know about the bonuses? I think we have new bonuses that we put together for tonight or tomorrow. When do they expire?
Yeah, so they expire tonight at midnight. And so bonus number one is you're going to get access to the 5 Steps to 5K Months workshop. So it's another supplementary training that goes along with all of the amazing goodness that we teach you in the program. And you're also going to get a 10-pack of meditations. So if you were on the call on Friday or even on Thursday, you know, Kathy walked you through some really powerful meditations. She has some incredibly magical ones that you can tap into and turn on at any point in the day. And you're also going to get access to that bundle to help you unlock more abundance, greater alignment, so you can step into those 20 seconds of courage and keep showing up for your life. So
when does that expire?
Tonight at midnight.
Okay. I think you said that. I just wanted to hear it again. So if you want to join and you want to get those bonuses, go to kathyheller.com/join. Super easy. There's 2 levels. There's sort of, you can decide, you can check in, you know what level you're at, you know what your next edge is. For some of you, you're ready for a VIP experience because you want to go deeper into the content. You're ready to scale what you have. For some of you, you're at this other place and you're ready to sort of make more of a possibility from where you are now. It's perfect. Whatever the fit is. The price of the program goes up on Wednesday. Yep. And if you want to join, you're going to kick yourself. You will, but that's actually all good because sometimes we need that. We're the ones who are like, this is a good lesson for me. And this actually will make me show up even harder. But if you don't want that lesson, sign up before Wednesday. If you want to speak with any of the girls, my sister is one of the people in the wings. So is Sonnet. She's been with me for many years. If you want to speak with Jen, if you want to speak with SG, you can reach out to these women. Some of them have already messaged you to talk through this with you. And you might find that even sharing with them what's going on, you get something out of that. So if you want to just have somebody to bounce something off of, they've been in this work for a long time. They can probably provide a level of an answer for you that would feel really satisfying. So take advantage of it. It's here right now. My team is not open for coaching all the time, every day of the year, but we create these windows and you just might want to bounce something off someone. We're going to be back on Wednesday live here. Anything else we need to share, Colleen?
No, that's really the main part. If any of you who've already joined within the first couple of weeks of the program, we add all the bonuses into your portal. So you always get everything that we're sharing about if you're already in. So not to worry, you will definitely get all the goodies.
Yeah. So really at the end of the day, this is about where do you want to be 90 days from now? Where do you want to be 90 days from now? Do you want to have been in a container where there is very clear steps and there is very clear accountability so that you are held to your highest and best to see where you are at the end of that or not? And that's a decision you can make. I think what's so fascinating is just how we just sit on the bench. It's just get in the game. And we're just not, I just don't have a tolerance for you sitting on the bench. Like, why would you want to watch other people in the game when you could get in there and go, oh my God, I just surprised myself. I actually got this. I have so much talent. I have so much compassion. I have so much passion. I have so much enthusiasm. I have so much that I can feel better about, that I can give to other people, that I can show up and be in that zone of genius and not play small. So we definitely love that. And yes, that is so true. Like when you get into this zone, you're going to hear from us. And if you're not willing to actually show up and get the homework done, you're going to go, ooh, that stings, right? Cause Colleen and I are going to be like, let's look at that. I want to see some honesty. Who got that done? Who turned that in? And we'll know if you turned it in or not. And you'll have to know that too. And that's actually good, right? Cause eventually you'll start to show up for yourself. Because you've got this. It's amazing what we show up for. We volunteer at church. We get on Instagram. We talk to our friends. We make birthday parties for people. And we're like, wow, a whole nother year went by. And I just didn't do that thing that I really know I need to do to actually get further in my life. We got to take that. We got to make that number one priority. So speak to the people on our team if you want to have a little bit of a sounding board to find out really if it is the right fit. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for coming. What an amazing call. These were great questions. I appreciated it. So much fun.